Kickin' Country 105.3, Lee Ritchie keeping you company. And the guest that I have today probably won't be too familiar to most of you unless you've had some orthopedic surgery done in the Denver area. So please welcome Ted Parks. Hey, Ted, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Lee. How are you?
We are doing just fine here in Western New York. I gotta tell you, the reason I'm talking to you is because of a Halloween song that came across my desk. It's a great country song, a great fun Halloween song, but you're a surgeon, not a singer. What's going on with that?
Yeah, you can probably tell when you listen to the song that I'm a surgeon and not a singer, but...
No. On the contrary, I thought, man, this guy's got a good voice. I'm going to give this a listen. I mean, you could be a singer as profession.
Thanks. Yeah, I chose a song. When I wrote it to be sort of like, have a lot of spoken words in it and not that much singing, which makes it a little easier for me.
Right.
But it also fits right into my super narrow vocal range. So when you write the song, you get to custom tailor it to your own weaknesses, so that helps out a lot too.
Now, whatever possessed you to do this? I mean, you know, you've got an orthopedic surgery practice going on. I'm sure you're doing very well and very busy also.
Yeah, it's funny. We like country music, all the guys I work with. So we've been listening to it for 25 years while we work in the operating room. Fell in love with it so much, we decided to make a band. And we were playing last year, actually, in October. And our gig was right around Halloween, and we needed a Halloween song. And there really aren't a lot of country Halloween songs.
No.
So I wrote this one, and we played it, and people really liked it. And a guy came up afterwards and said he'd been a DJ at a country station, and there wasn't a lot of stuff to play. And if we took the time to really record it well, it might get some airtime. And so that's what we did.
And you did a good job, too. I mean, the production is top-notch. You sound great. The musicianship is good. Obviously took some time and did this the right way.
Yeah, we had a great producer, a guy named Ron Work out of Santa Cruz. Did an awesome job in making us sound good.
Now, we've been playing this a little bit, you know, as we get closer to Halloween. But for the folks that haven't heard it yet, we're going to play it here in a minute. But basically, it's such a cool premise. It's Frankenstein, Dracula, and the Wolfman. I guess if you were just sitting around, you know, shooting the breeze with them, and they started talking about the hardest thing in their life would be to find some romance, right?
Yeah. It's funny. In the movies, you see them killing people and doing all this stuff, but you got to figure, what do they do, like, the rest of the day and night? They're probably just regular guys like us that... you know, are always trying to find a woman.
I know, like, I thought back immediately to that scene in Bride of Frankenstein, where the bride and Frankenstein see each other for the first time, and totally, she's like, she doesn't want any part of him.
Exactly, yeah, yep, I know the feeling.
This is not the first song you've written, is it?
Well, I've written a bunch of stuff that's all junk. This is the first song that's worth playing for people, actually.
It's a fun song. It's a great song. For those of the people that are listening, is there a way they can get a copy of this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's on Spotify and iTunes and all the streaming platforms. So you can download it from there. There's a YouTube video on it that you can watch for free and hear it that way. Lots of different ways to get it.
It's Ted Parks' Halloween Monster Blues is the name of the song. We're going to play it for our folks right now on Kickin' Country 105.3.
Well, Frankenstein was a friend of mine. We used to go out for a beer or a glass of wine, and we'd talk about all the things that were dragging us down. I complain about traffic for kids these days and why my boss won't give us a raise, and he'd shake his head and say, man, you got nothing on me. I got this big old body and a little tiny brain that was stolen from a guy who was criminally insane, and then they sewed these bolts on the side of my neck. But the biggest hassle is the dating scene. When you're 6'10" and your skin's a pale green, it makes it kind of difficult to find a lady. He said, it's hard to meet women when you look like this. You can count on one finger all the ones that I've kissed. Try not to scare them, but I can't resist. It's hard to meet women when you look like this. Well, my friend Drax got a cape on his back. He's got pointy little teeth and his hair slicked back. And that accent of his, man, you'd think the girls would come running. But it's hard to date women in the usual way when you're sleeping in a box in the basement all day. And that thing about changing into a bat, that just freaks them out. To have a girl, her name was Jane, until he sunk his teeth into her jugular vein, and that's what Dr. Phil calls a relationship ender. He said it's hard to meet women when you look like this. You can count on one finger on the ones that I've kissed. Trying not to scare him, but I can't resist. It's hard to meet women when you look like this. Now the Wolfman, he's not all that scary. Sure, his teeth are a little pointy and his face is a little hairy, but after all, he's a cousin, a man's best friend. He's housebroken, up to date on his shots, and compared to most guys, that's saying a lot. Gotta admit, ladies, he's rocking that mullet. Just don't be around him when the moon is full. He'll tear out your lungs and bash in your skull. Guess you gotta just say it's his time of the month. He said it's hard to meet women when you look like this. You can count on one finger all the ones that I've kissed. Try not to scare him, but I can't resist. It's hard to meet women when you look like this. So ladies, all I'm asking is you give him a chance. Buy him a beer or ask him to dance. Beneath that cold exterior is a heart of gold. I think the danger here is overrated. Can't be worse than that biker you dated or that creepy guy you met on date.com. These guys ain't monsters, they're just misunderstood. Firm-handed woman would do them some good. And besides, you always said you like the bad boys anyway. They say it's hard to meet women when you look like this. You can count on one finger all the ones that we've kissed. We try not to scare them, but we can't resist. It's hard to meet women when you look like this.
Kickin' Country 105.3. That is Ted Parks. Should I say Dr. Ted Parks?
No, Ted Parks is fine.
Ted Parks, who is an orthopedic surgeon by trade. In fact, you've been operating here today.
Yeah, yep. We're between cases right now.
I hope you're not leaving anybody hanging.
No. They're cleaning the room. We got lots of time.
There you go. Fantastic. Is Halloween a big day for you and your family?
Yes. It's one of my favorite holidays. I've always loved it, even since I was a kid. So it's fitting that the song is a Halloween song.
And like you mentioned, we play a couple of them, but there's not many. I mean, I'm going back to like Buck Owens had one, Monsters Holiday, which I've always loved.
Yep.
So I'm happy that you're adding to our seasonal rotation here.
Happy to do it.
I gotta ask you this. Anything else planned?
Yeah, I've got tons of plans, but I don't know if they'll ever materialize. The guys and I have been trying to do a Christmas one. We've come up with just garbage so far. We'll keep playing in dive bars once the COVID thing blows over. And,
mm-hmm.
and the dive bars where we were playing were barely making the payments when things were good. So I'm hoping that they'll still be around when this blows over. But can't wait to get back up and play again.
Do you have a Facebook page or a place online that people can...
We have... there's a website for our band called tedbones.com.
Okay.
And but I don't have... I think I had a Facebook page, and I never really looked at it. And so that would be... I'm too old to be good at that stuff. So that's about all I got is the website for the band.
If folks are interested, they'll find you.
Yeah, for sure. I hope so.
Well, Ted, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. Good luck with the song. It's Halloween Monster Blues. And again, I think you told me in your email, you know, you really weren't looking to do anything, you know, have a career in music or anything.
No.
But just thought it would be a fun thing to do.
Just doing it for fun.
And have you gotten a lot of interest around the country or, you know, at least some thumbs up from people?
Yeah, it's getting played in little stations all over the place. The bigger stations have sort of a prescribed playlist,
yep.
So we don't have much penetration there. But the smaller stations are loving it, and it's great to be on those stations. It's really a pleasure and an honor.
Well, there you go. We've got Monsters Holiday, we've got the Monster Mash, and now we've got the Halloween Monster Blues.
Right on.
Ted Parks is my guest. Thank you so much for joining us, Ted, and happy Halloween to you.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you too, Liam. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man.